Medford Area School Superintendent Pat Sullivan.
We had our meeting out at the school forest in Dodsworth Hall. We've been doing that, I think, 3 years now, and that's just an opportunity for the school board to get out there and see that property. We use that a lot during the school year with class trips and, you know, educational opportunities out there with the pond out there. And we talked about our referendum projects. Going along at a steady pace. If you go by the middle school, you see a lot of progress there. The swimming pool, you know, the locker room swimming pool project, again, is going along fine. What you see going on up there now is this the storage room, the chemical room, the office, the entire deck area around the pool now has been you know, sealed up and you know, basically the floor is down there, so you could literally walk all around it where before, you know, it was all dug up. Athletic field project, right now what you see is the bleachers. The old bleachers are out of there. We had the Whittlesea Lions, the Taylor County Fair, Holloway Sluggers, each took a third, and they took those out of there for us, and then they were given those bleachers as long as they removed them. So that saved us some costs. They're pouring the footings right now for the new bleachers. We're pretty excited about those new bleachers and the new press box being in there, you know, before the football season starts. I want to also mention that the windows in the press box, as well as an 8x8 window, roughly an 8x8 window in the pool, have been donated by Weathershield, and we are very appreciative of Weathershield. Can't thank them enough for that generous donation. You know, we had approved a month ago to put a window in that pool where right now it's a big hole where they are able to drive the machine, you know, their machinery in and out. And the plan originally was to just block that back up, and then the board decided to put a window in, and that would have cost us about $7,000, and then Weathershield came forward and donated it. So that'll be exciting to have that daylight into that pool. We had Jenny Shipman at the meeting last night. She's the teachers union representative or president, and she sent out a survey and shared that with the board. And a lot of it was about, you know, getting to staff culture, satisfaction, about future pay increases, and this year we're going to convene a committee made up of board members, staff members, administrators, and we're gonna take a look, and hopefully by April have something on paper. One of the things that got a lot of attention last night was student fees, and Barb Knight, one of our board members, has asked the policy committee, and then this is where it'll end up, to take a closer look at student fees and whether or not we should be charging fees at all for anything. We instituted fees for athletics a few years ago, $60 a sport. There is a cap for a family. We do collect about $50,000 a year total in all of our fees, but It's getting to be a burden on families. If your kids are involved in athletics, if they're involved in show choir, and then if they take a shop class and there's maybe a fee there for material, you know, there's a lot of cost for a family. You can see some families registering for classes and writing a check for $500. We're going to take a close look as a district at that. One of the other things in the budget study that we did passed last night was the 17-18 increase, and what was decided was, you know, the school boards only have to give the CPI on a given year, and this year the CPI was 1.26. The board all along has had a 2% across the board salary increase in the budget. What they decided to do was to give everybody the CPI 1.26. Because they had 2% in the budget, there is some money, obviously, that's left over, and then that money is going to be distributed as an equal dollar amount to everybody. We feel this is a measure to help maybe our employees that are making a little less they're going to end up getting a higher percent increase in the end than our employees that are making a higher salary. Yeah, we went into closed session last night to discuss making a land purchase, and then came back into open session, and a motion was approved unanimously by the board to buy the property just west of the high school. You'll see a house there, a barn, and a couple other buildings. We're going to buy that for $127,950. So again, that has been purchased now by the school district, and the plan will be to put the barn there. Previously, we had the barn over there by the tennis courts, but this is going to be a better position for the barn. And then we'll also have a little more, you know, it's almost 3 acres of land, so the barn won't take up, obviously, the whole piece. We're going to have some area over there for other needs that we have. But that was approved last night, and the board will, and the school district will own that now.
Medford Area School Superintendent Pat Sullivan.